Das has instructed me to begin the readings from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we annually do during this period where Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra are in seclusion. And we will begin with the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter number 12, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. First is the chapter summary. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes this chapter as follows. The king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, tried his best to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees informed the Lord about the king's desire. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not agree to see him. At that time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan, and he sent a piece of the Lord's outward garment to the king. The next day, when Ramananda Roy again entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the king, the Lord, denying the request, asked Ramananda Roy to bring the king's son before him. The prince visited the Lord dressed like a Vaishnava, and this awakened remembrance of Krishna. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the son of Maharaj Prataparudra. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the Gundicha temple before the Ratayatra took place. He then took his bath at Indradyumna Lake and partook of prasadam in the garden nearby. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the temple of Gundicha, a Gaudiya Vaishnava washed the lotus feet of the Lord and drank the water. This incident is very significant, for it awoke within the devotee ecstatic love. Then the son of Advaita Prabhu, named Gopal, fainted during kirtan. And when he did not come to his senses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu favored him by awakening him. There was also some humorous talk between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu during prasadam. Advaita Prabhu said that Nityananda Prabhu was unknown to anyone, and that it was not the duty of a household of Brahmana to accept dinner with a person unknown in society. In answer to this humorous statement, Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied that Advaita Acharya was a monist, and that one could not know how his mind could be churned by eating with such an impersonalist. The conversation of these two Prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, carried a deep meaning that only an intelligent man can understand. After all the Vaishnavas finished their luncheon, Swarup Damodar and others took their prasadam within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure when he saw the Jagannath deity after the period of the deity's retirement. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was accompanied by all the devotees, and all of them were very pleased. So, as is the system here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj opens each chapter with a Sanskrit sloka, which summarizes the chapter. Sri Gundicha Mandiram Atma Vrindai Samarjayam Kshalayanta Sa Gaura Svachitta Vachitalam Ujvalam Cha Krishno Paveshao Paikam Chakara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way, he made it as cool and bright as his own heart. And thus, he made the temple a befitting place for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra. Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Gaura Chandra. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Gana Shakti Deka Kari Jaina Chaitanya Varnana. All glories to devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed toward me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Gaura Hari, can everyone say, Gaura Hari. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door. When the Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, the Lord will never meet the king. And if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then said, we shall go once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet the king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king. Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, could not even utter a word. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, what have you all come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason? Nityananda Prabhu then said, we want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this, unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant. Nityananda Prabhu continued, the king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In India, there is still a class of professional mendicants who are very much like the gypsies of Western countries. They know some magical art and mystical processes, and their business is to beg from door to door, sometimes pleading and sometimes threatening. Such mendicants are sometimes called yogis and sometimes kanapata yogis. The word kanafat that refers to one who has put a hole in his ear to wear an earring made of ivory. Maharaj Prataparudra was so depressed by not getting to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he decided to become such a yogi. Ordinary men think that a yogi must have an ivory earring in his ear, but this is not the sign of a real yogi. Maharaj Prataparudra also thought that to become a mendicant yogi, one must wear such an earring. Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes of full satisfaction. He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart." Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can understand that you all desire to take me to Cuttack to see the king." Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is naturally the reservoir of all kindness. And as soon as he heard the statement made by the king, his heart immediately softened. Thus the Lord was ready to go see the king, even at Cuttack. He did not even consider allowing the king to come to Cuttack from Cuttack to Jagannath Puri to see him. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind that he was ready to go to see the king at Cuttack. Apparently, it was never expected that the king wanted to see the Lord at his place. But by way of being externally harsh, the Lord indicated that if all the devotees so desired, he would go to Cuttack to see the king. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "What to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give me his permission." Purport. From the spiritual point of view, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see materialistic people, especially a king who is always engaged in counting pounds, shillings, and pence. Indeed, the meeting between a sannyasi and a king is always considered abominable. A sannyasi is always subjected to public criticism, and a small fault on his part is taken seriously by the public. People actually expect a sannyasi to preach and not take part in any social or political matters. If a sannyasi is subject to public criticism, his preaching will not be fruitful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically wanted to avoid such criticism so that his preaching work would not be hampered. It so happened that while the Lord was talking to his disciples at that time, the devotee Damodar Pandit was present. This Damodar Pandit was a very faithful devotee and staunch lover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever there was anything that might touch or taint the character of the Lord, Damodar Pandit would immediately point it out, not even considering the exalted position of the Lord. It is sometimes said that fools rush in where angels dare not. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out Damodar Pandit's foolishness in coming forward to criticize the Lord. That is why the Lord stated that if Damodar Pandit would give him permission, he would go see the king. There was deep meaning in his statement, for it is a warning that Damodar should not dare criticize the Lord anymore, for it was not befitting his position as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered the guide and spiritual master of all the devotees living with him. Damodar Pandit was one of them, and the Lord rendered Damodar Pandit a special favor by warning him to avoid criticizing him any further. A devotee or disciple should never attempt to criticize the Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. Damodar immediately replied, "My Lord, you are the fully independent, supreme personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible. I am merely an insignificant jiva. So what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it. The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Although you are the supreme personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature." Nityananda Prabhu then said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king? Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? For instance, some of the wives of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna." Purport. This refers to the day Lord Sri Krishna and his cowherd boys and flocks of animals were present in the pasturing grounds near Mathura. At that time, the cowherd boys, being a little hungry, requested food, and Lord Krishna asked them to go to the brahmanas who were engaged nearby in performing yajna or sacrifice, and to get some food from that yajna. Being so ordered by the Lord, all the cowherd boys went to the Brahmins and asked them for food, but they were denied. After this, the cowherd boys begged food from the wives of the Brahmins. All these wives were very much devoted to Lord Krishna in spontaneous love. And as soon as they heard the request of the cowherd boys and understood that Krishna wanted some food, they immediately left the place of sacrifice. They were very much chastised for this by their husbands, and they were ready to give up their lives. It is the nature of a pure devotee to sacrifice his life for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. "There is a way," he suggested, "by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. If you, out of your mercy, send one of your garments to the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future." Purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was thus very tactfully suggesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give a piece of his old clothing to the king. Even though the king was not to meet the Lord would then be pacified by receiving such a cloth. The king was very anxious to see the Lord, yet it was not possible for the Lord to see him. Just to resolve the situation, Nityananda Prabhu suggested that the Lord send an old piece of clothing. Thus the king would understand that the Lord was showing mercy to him. The king would then not do anything drastic, like giving up his life or becoming a mendicant. The Lord said, "Since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept." Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent it to the king. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. Purport. This is also the conclusion of the Vedic injunctions. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Absolute Truth, everything in relation to Him is on the same platform. The king had great affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and although he did not see the Lord, he had nonetheless already attained the conclusion of devotional service. Immediately upon receiving the cloth from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the king began to worship it, accepting it as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's clothing, bedding, slippers, and everything required as an ordinary necessity are all transformations of Shesha Vishnu, the expansion of Sri Baladev. Thus the cloth and other paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are but other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything connected to the Lord is worshipable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us that just as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. And as Vrindavan is worshipable, similarly the paraphernalia in Vrindavan, the trees, roads, river, everything is worshipable. A pure devotee thus sings, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Jata Jan, all glories to the residents of Vrindavan. If a devotee has a staunch devotional attitude, all these conclusions will be awakened or revealed within the heart. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yata deve tata gurau, tasyaite katihita hyarta, prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Thus, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Prataparudra and other devotees, we should learn to worship everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is referred to by Lord Shiva as Tadiyanam. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Aradananam Sarvesham, Vishnor Aradhanang Param Tasmat Paratarang Devi Tadiyanang Samarchanam. O Devi, the most exalted system of worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. Greater than that is the worship of Tadiya, or anything belonging to Vishnu. Sri Vishnu is Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Similarly, the most confidential servant of Krishna, the spiritual master, and all devotees of Vishnu are Tadiya. The Sachidananda Vigraha, Guru, Vaishnavas, and things used by them must be considered Tadiya, and without a doubt, worshipable by all living beings. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangement. The king told Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail. The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Kshetra, Puri, and Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. Sri Ramananda Roy was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, And simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Purport. A diplomat in the material world knows how to deal with people, especially in political affairs. Some of the great devotees of the Lord, like Ramananda Roy, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, were government officers and had a background of very opulent household life. Consequently, they knew how to deal with people. In many instances, we have seen the diplomacy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Ramananda Roy employed in the service of the Lord. When Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were to be arrested by government officials, Raghunath Das Goswami hid them and personally met the government officers and settled the affair diplomatically. This is but one instance. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami, after resigning his ministership, was thrown in jail, and he bribed the attendant of the jail so he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Roy, a most confidential devotee of the Lord, diplomatically soften the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king. The diplomacy of Ramananda Roy and entreaties of Sarvabhauma Dattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please, show your lotus feet to the king at least once." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Ramananda, you should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting a sannyasi to meet the king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king." Ramananda Roy replied, "My Lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone." When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, "I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent." Ramananda Roy replied, "My dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This king Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "There may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me." Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, "Atma vai putra utpana iti vedanu shasanam." the Vedas enjoin that one is born as his own son. The son is non-different from the father, and this is admitted in every revealed scripture. In Christian theology, it is believed that Christ, the Son of God, is also God. Or in other words, they are identical. Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, brought the king's son to see him. The prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. "Here is a great devotee," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. "Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda." Purport. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that a materialist mistakenly accepts the body and mind as the source of material enjoyment. In other words, a materialist accepts the bodily conception of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not regard the son of Maharaj Prataparuja with the idea that he was a materialist, being the son of a materialist. Nor did he consider himself the enjoyer. Mayavadi philosophers make a great mistake by assuming that the Sachit Ananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord, is like a material body. However, there is no material contamination in transcendence, nor is there any possibility of imagining a spirituality in matter. One cannot accept matter as spirit, as indicated by the technical words bhauma idyadi. Materialistic Mayavadis imagine the form of God in matter, although according to their imagination, God is ultimately formless. This is simply mental speculation. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he placed himself in the position of a gopi. He also accepted the king's son directly as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Vrajendra Nandana Hari. This is perfect vision according to the direction of Vedic culture, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshana. Such acceptance of the absolute truth, according to Vaishnava philosophy, is explained in both Mundaka Upanishad and the Katha Upanishad in the following words. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medaya na bahuna srutena yam evaishya vrinute tena labhyas tas yaisha atma vivrinute tanum swam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, or by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one who he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. The living entity is entangled in material existence due to his lack of such spiritual vision. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung in his Kalyana Kalpataru, Sangsare Asiya Prakriti Vajiya Purusha Abhimani Mari. When the living entity comes to the material world, he thinks himself the enjoyer. Thus he becomes more and more entangled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "I have become very much obligated just by seeing this boy." After saying this, the Lord again embraced the prince. As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Symptoms of ecstatic love immediately manifested themselves in his body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stunned, and jubilation. The boy began to cry and dance, and he chanted, "Krishna! Krishna!" Upon seeing his bodily symptoms and his chanting and dancing, all the devotees praised him for his great spiritual fortune. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed the youth and ordered him to come there daily to meet him. Ramananda Roy and the boy then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda took him back to the king's palace. The king was very happy when he heard of his son's activities. Just by embracing his son, the king was filled with ecstatic love, just as if he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. From then on, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Purport. In this regard, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati writes, "Yat karunya kataksha vibhava vatam." If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply glanced at someone for a moment, that person immediately turned into one of the most confidential devotees of the Lord. The prince came to see the Lord for the first time, but by the Lord's mercy, the boy immediately became a topmost devotee. This was not in theory, but in practice. We cannot apply the Nagna Matrika Nyai formula. This states that if one's mother was naked in her childhood, she should continue to remain naked, even though she has become the mother of so many children. If a person is actually blessed by the mercy of the Lord, he can immediately become a topmost devotee of the Lord. The logic of Nagna Matrika states that if a person is not elevated on such and such a date, he cannot become an exalted devotee overnight, as it were. This particular instance offers evidence to contradict that theory. On the previous day, the boy was simply an ordinary prince, and the next day he was counted as one of the topmost devotees of the Lord. This was all made possible by the causeless mercy of the Lord. The Lord is omnipotent, all-powerful or almighty, and he can act as he likes. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted in the society of his pure devotees, performing his pastimes and spreading the Sankirtan movement. So I'll end there. It is now 8:16. Archituddhas, I should end the class here, sir. Please, thank you very much for hearing nicely Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. And if there are questions, since we have to end class, we'll have to take it outside. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So for tomorrow, we pick up on text 70.